time now for your comments. Response to Alex Chadwick's interview with David Vise about Robert Hansen, the FBI agent who has pleaded guilty to spying for the Soviets and the Russians. Some listeners said the sexual content of the interview made Morning Edition sound like Jerry Springer. Susan Woodruff of Humboldt County, California, was particularly offended by the interview.
I do not need to hear about someone's sexual exploits with my breakfast.
Kathleen Denny's commentary about her family's tradition of making caramels during the holidays drew hungry requests from some listeners. Lenora Angela called from California, Pennsylvania.
I can't stop thinking about Kathleen Denny's family caramel-making tradition, and I want to start one of my own. How can I obtain her recipe, and how could you have not added it as a P.S. at the end of the show? Do you know how many hundreds of thousands of mouths were watering after that piece?
Denny says she's pleased that people are touched by her story, but the recipe is a family secret. Juan Williams' profile of Muhammad Ali drew remembrances from some listeners. Paul Anaskanich grew up near Ali's training camp in Deer Lake, Pennsylvania, where he and his cousins would surreptitiously watch the boxer practice. And he writes, "One Sunday, Ali's people caught us. We assumed we were in big trouble. Instead, Ali took us in his training center and put on a magic show for us." He adds, "My impression of Ali will always remain of this intimidating, gentle giant who was kind to kids." Finally, a correction. Barbara Bradley's report on Tuesday referred to the Scottsboro Boys case of the 1930s, in which several young black men in Alabama were accused of rape. The report said they had been acquitted. The men were convicted at trial, but on more than one occasion, the U.S. Supreme Court reversed the convictions on procedural grounds. Each time, the men were retried and convicted again. Send your comments to morning@npr.org. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. And please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.